I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not.
Hello, this is Joshua Stewart of the Advocacy Show with Joshua Stewart. I'm your host. I got my co-host, Rebecca Jansen. I got my co-host, Ian Balter, Heather Billows, Michaela Hoskins, and I believe that's it. Yes, that's it. So tonight's topic is, and this week's topic is about educating the school districts in New York about autism and other disabilities like Down syndrome, all those developmentally differently abled. So tonight we're going to, so Ian, how do you think we should educate people?
Well, by training them how to handle them, by not abusing them, by handling them the right way.
So
we talk to them and telling them that we should.
Ian, you want to tell them some of the bad things a school did to you before you hit DBI?
Yes, one of the schools. Decided to put me in a room for no reason. I was not even having a behavior, and a guy decided to give me marijuana and take it, whatever it was, and then he decided to punch me, and then
the teacher did nothing.
And they didn't even hold back. Nobody, not even the teachers, holding them back. No one did.
That's terrible. So, what school was that? It's closed down now from what you told me, but yeah.
Yes, Curryville Learning Center.
Oh, God, that was crazy. Yeah.
It is.
So, yeah, I'm going to be honest. My school, before I hit DEI, a lot of schools I went to, BOCES and stuff, weren't well equipped for people like me who had autism.
No.
And I got bullied a lot. Not in school. I got bullied in seventh grade. All the other grades, I was fine. It's crazy. Yeah.
It is. I think we should train them how to handle these. How to handle our population. Because these school districts now, They don't really handle us well.
So what do you think about the school? Ian, question. What do you think about the school districts and how they do the? How do you think about the program?
Nowadays, they're worse. Nowadays, they treat people like they're better, but it's still not as good as they should handle them.
I agree.
So I think we should teach them. I think we should teach them, and a better. I think we should teach them and train them out on how to handle people in our population who we should teach them how to handle us and not treat us like we're a piece of shit.
So Michaela,
in my eyes, I think we should speak to the principal and stuff like that.
Yes, so Michaela.
Or the
Yeah.
So what do you think? we should do about the schools districts in New York. How do you think we can educate them, educate them about autism and other developmentally disabilities? What do you think, with Michaela? Oh, she's kind of out.
She's kind of out again, yeah.
I think they need more leisure time.
All right, more leisure time. Yeah. All right, so Michaela's kind of in out, so.
Did you guys hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think they need to be educated. I think they need more.
All right, so they need to be educated more.
But we should speak.
Okay, what are you gonna say, Ian?
I've been here now.
I'm gonna say that we should go to each school district and go to the higher ups and educate them and tell them how to train them better and teachers and how to train the teachers better and teach them how to do it. And I would do that.
Heather, how would you change things? You want to talk about your school life? Yeah. How were you bullied in school, Heather?
I was bullied in school. They put pot in my soda, gum in my hair, glued my hands together so that I wouldn't be able to fight back. Until I got the courage to turn the tables on them.
Yeah. So how do you think we should educate?
And I don't think.
How do you think?
I think schools nowadays really need security guards and metal detectors, and not metal detectors, what they have in the airports.
Yeah, metal detectors.
They have cameras all over
this. They have cameras as well, yes.
Cameras as well, and go through their bags to make sure they don't have any knives or anything or a gun. That's dangerous, and you're not really supposed to have a gun in school or any weapon.
What's up, Ian?
Or drugs.
Or drugs, yes.
Or drugs.
Yeah. So
or
now,
alcohol.
All right, so now we're going to move on.
No alcohol, no drugs, no guns, no anything. If they don't have, all that, they should be expelled.
All right, so Ian, let's do Rebecca. Rebecca, you want to tell us about how your school experience? Were you bullied at growing up in school? And if so,
let me tell you about me being in school. As a high school student, as a med student, I got bullied so much to the point where the teacher honestly don't really care about people with disabilities. Like, they just treat you like your little child, and they're not they don't have respect. And I've got called names, and I'm getting into a lot of trouble because, you know, the kids would always pick on me or bully on me. And so honestly, I felt I got like the worst education in the high school, because that's where I felt like it all kind of started, at least. But out of all the other schools that I've went to, I felt like I got a good education, because honestly, the best place to go would be BOCES, because they really like care about each and every one of students that goes there. Like, they don't judge you for your disability, and they don't put up with any nonsense. So I feel it's honestly as a learning experience, Bushies is all the way to go because they have more respect than I feel like any other school would. And it's kind of sad too, because if they see someone getting hurt or their emotion, they at least try to talk to you or take care of the situation. They don't let it slide. They just, like, they're on top of the ball. But when it comes to, like, me, like, going to high school and stuff, I feel like some of the teachers don't give a darn. And it's really sad, too, because there are some people out there in the world who can't advocate, who are nonverbal, and or they don't know how to, like, handle it. And then, you know, and then it leads into craziness. So, honestly,
how do you feel that we can educate school districts about people with autism?
I feel like every teacher should be trained on learning how to deal with different disabilities. What if they don't understand it, then I feel like every teacher should be trained in all different types, so that way if they ever had a student who had different, whether it's autism or any kind of disability, they should be trained on how to deal with that, so they know how to approach them instead of just, like, ignoring them.
Yeah. You agree, Ian?
That's how I would look at it.
And I loved the idea. It was the best to me. How it was driving, they treated me like I was golden.
I loved it, too.
Everyone else, they treated me like I was a piece of shit.
You want to tell everyone about our teacher, Sue?
Sue Catmullen was the best teacher I ever had. She was a sweetheart. She treated us respectfully. She did everything right. I have no bad feelings with her. She's a sweetheart. She deserves a lot more. Teachers deserve a lot more too. And I have a feeling. I know one reason why teachers. I have a feeling one reason why we don't get good teachers, because they don't pay them well. They pay them crappy money, which is horrible. It teaches like shit. If we pay the teachers more and treat them respectfully, then maybe they'll treat us. Then maybe they'll treat the.
That's the thing. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I could have sworn that teachers are one of the top paying jobs out here on the island.
Not gym teachers. Not with Joe when he got screwed over.
No, but that's DDI. DDI didn't pay them very well.
I'm just saying in general, Josh. If you treat the teachers right and you pay them more, then maybe they will treat the kids better.
I agree. I totally agree with you on that.
What do you think, Rebecca?
What were you saying? Were you saying something about gym teacher?
Yeah, no, what do you think about they should pay the teachers more?
Honestly, I feel like they should get paid more, because not only are they, like, teaching, like, making sure everyone gets a good education, but they have a lot of responsibility. They go out there because they want to see all their students have a good education. And I have to say, I have to admit, I know he's being the bad guy, but there are some teachers that are not good teachers at all who shouldn't be working as a teacher. Because I've been in that experience many times in my own life, and I don't know what was going on there, babe. But anyway, besides the point, I do feel like the teachers should get paid more. If they have a good heart and they care about each and one of their students, then yes, I do agree.
All right, and Heather, what do you think about that? Should we pay teachers more so they be better and make sure we wean out the bad teachers?
I agree with Rebecca. We should pay them more because they might have a family or babies or grandkids or bills they have to pay. So I agree with Rebecca.
So, Ian, do you have anything else you want to bring up?
Yes. If they train them better and they teach them better and they get paid more, then if they have a heart, I agree with Rebecca, if they have a heart and they care about us, then I agree, they should... I honestly feel like there are teachers out there who have a heart, who just don't show it because they don't treat them right. And I have, and I just feel bad for certain teachers out there. I just wish they'll treat them respectfully, like the higher ups.
I agree.
I just don't like how teachers have been treated at all.
I agree. Like, yeah.
Naomi wants to say something too. That's my dog, everybody. Nice. But she agrees too, right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so what else you want to say is, or should we close
up? I just have a feeling that people should learn how to treat the teachers right and the students right and properly. And I just feel like that if the student has a bad day or they don't have that mean behavior, they shouldn't automatically just hold you down or hurt you in a way. They should talk to them before you do that. Before you do it, that's gonna make the behavior worse.
What's up, sis?
And also, there are bad teachers that will take advantage of you, like rape you and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that true? Is that really true?
There are teachers that do that. No, Ian, there are teachers that do that.
That's horrible.
It's not funny.
No, she's laughing at Rebecca. Rebecca's making.
I was laughing at Rebecca's father.
All right, guys. So with nothing else more to say, we will end this podcast. We thank you for all being here. We'll talk to you tonight.
Thank you for tuning in, guys.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.